What I do is the Bavarian style of yodeling, and which is really based on arpeggios, as opposed to the Swiss yodeling, which does a lot of ululating, and that is a lot closer to our cowboy style yodeling.
Something that I know to be a craft, having heard yodeling before, but it's
right.
One of those things that in the minds of many people who maybe experience yodeling only in the cartoons or only in some comic bit, you know?
I'd like to think of myself as a classical singer. But the beautiful thing about yodeling is that it's all improvisational. You have certain patterns that you build on, and then you take it from there and you make it your own.
Well, as a trained musician, too, there's that idea that we have as Americans that somehow we've invented the idea of taking a melody and doing something playful with it, of, you know, jazz.
Right.
We think that's where...
And you see, because of all the years of classical work, I pride myself that each verse is different. In fact, not even a verse. Sometimes it could just be a figure, or it could be, you know, a strain. It would be very hard to probably write down, because there's so many grace notes and so many little mordants, but that's what makes it what it is.
When I think about Bavarian-style yodeling, I think this is something that you have to warm up for.
You do warm up, and so that's one way how you do your variations. You start out a little bit more simply, and then as you feel that your voice is you know, coming into full force, then you let it go. So that gives you a little flavor of it.
It does. I appreciate that. Very.
Oh.
I'm just sitting here thinking back on the days that Elgar and his wife being in Bavaria, and I'm sure they enjoyed hearing sounds like that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, the event coming up, it's a rare opportunity to hear a tradition of yodeling that, you know, there are those folks who just think Slim Whitman was it, right? Well, no, this is come here tomorrow.
Well, thank you. I would love that. I would love to be able to draw people to this event, to MIM, because what they are doing is such a, of course, they're a world-class organization, but their work is so important. It also is very, very much a way of sharing the universality of music. And it is always the hope of any musician that music can somewhat bring people together a little bit more.